Hello and welcome to the second of the FTS bet slip strategy pods. If you're unfamiliar with these, if you go to the ftsincome.co.uk website, click the bet slip tab, you'll then get three sub boxes that you can tick. If you tick the strategy box, you'll be able to listen to the first of the strategy pods. And this is where I'm just going to explain methods I use in an audio format. And people then can decide whether they wish to apply them to their own football trading. These are strategies that I use, and this one today has fast become, over the last couple of years, my most favoured strategy that I use. I absolutely love this one. And this today is trading first half 1.5 goals. So what I do with this strategy, I'll talk about the execution of it first, and then I'll move into some pointers for selecting games. What I do with this strategy is I'm looking to back over 1.5 first half goals, so two goals in the first half, but I'm looking to trade that position. I'm not looking or saying there's going to be two goals in the first half in this game. I'm looking to get in the correct matches at the right prices and be able to trade those on a goal. So how I do it, I operate this several different variants of a way, but if we just took it from scratch, how I do it would, I would select my games on FTS Advanced Data, and I'll cover that shortly, and then I never enter pre-match. I let the game kick off, because what you'll see in these matches is quite a big spike in this price quite early on, so I let the game kick off. I then will drip back, usually, I'll drip back through the first 10 minutes, first half over 1.5 goals. If a goal goes in, then I just remove my liability. So if a goal goes in early, I'll remove my liability and I've got all the profit on another goal. So removing my liability, basically I'm taking my stake out at the lower price when the market is settled. So if I back £10 at 2.5, a goal goes in, that market will settle around about 1.4, 1.5. I would lay £10 back then at the lower price. So I've taken out the risk on unders and I've got a profit figure left on the overs, which is the difference between my two prices. And that's all I'm trying to do when I'm football trading, is trade those gaps in prices. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to be a genius and predict when goals will be or whatever. I'm just trying to trade the movements. I've got models that tell me there might be goals in that game, and then I can trade the movements if those goals come along. So back it through the first 10 minutes. If a goal comes in, I remove my liability. If it gets to sort of 20, 25 minutes and there isn't a goal, obviously our time span to trade becomes shorter. If a goal goes in now, I'm unlikely to get back to my entry price. So what I do is I cover the 1.5 with a bet then on first half 0.5. When the price to back a 0.5 first half goals gets over 2.0, so when it gets to 2.08, 2.1, because that just covers my commission as well, then I will back over 0.5 first half goals. Usually around about 25 minutes into the game, you'll get to that price. So now I've got two bets in. I've got a bet on first half 1.5, and I've got a bet on first half 0.5. Usually I do them for half a point each, so my max risk would be 1 point or 1% of your bank. And what we've got then is, if we get goals after 25 minutes, if we get one goal, we're scratched. We're going to win our 0.5 bet. We're going to lose our first half 1.5 bet. If we get two goals, then we win both bets. So we win our 1.5 bet and our 0.5 bet, and there's plenty of games that have two goals in the first half after sort of 30 minutes. So it's a great way to play that market. So it is first half 1.5, my standard strategy, back it through the first 10 minutes. If a goal goes in early, remove my liability. If not, and we get to 25-ish minutes and it's nil-nil, I move into the 0.5 and I will cover my bet that I've had on first half 1.5 with a bet on 0.5. And then I let it play out. If a goal goes in, what you don't want to do is, oh, I've won the 0.5, so I've covered my stake on the 1.5. But I could take, you might be able to take your stake out the 1.5. Leave that in there, because the profit comes from getting those games where you get the two goals and you get that full payout on the 1.5. I said at the start, I operate several different variations. quite often I'll wait in these games as well. So a lot of it depends on the starting price. But I like to get in at some of them. I'll wait 15, 20 minutes, and if it's nil nil, I'll get in at sort of prices around five and drip in 5, 8, 10, because then I'm getting a lot more bang for my buck and I'm getting a lot more time to trade. So if I'm averaging a price out sort of 7, 8, even if I get a goal then in 30, 35 minutes when the market resets, I can trade it. So obviously if you choose to do that way, you're going to have more games where a goal goes in before it gets to those bigger prices. So, that can get frustrating for people. So you have to bear that in mind. So you've just got a bit there, and you will have more variance because there will be games, obviously, when you're waiting for those prices that they don't have a goal, because obviously a lot of the half will have passed that they don't have a goal, so you don't get that option to trade. But when you do get it, and when you do get the double bubble, I still would have the bet then to cover. I'd have that round about three in the 0.5 market. When you do get that double bubble, that's when you get some really nice paydays. So I would suggest you started off with the first way, dripping in 10 minutes, and then as you build your bank with this strategy, just look to be perhaps a bit more adventurous and go in at some bigger prices, as long as you can mentally handle the variance and mentally handle that goals will go in before you get to your entry price and you just move on. Like all strategies, we don't apply this to every single game. What we want to do is obviously select our games based on logic and based on a likelihood of goals. So I use the FTS Data Advanced sheet for this. Now, matches overall, if we took every game and said how many first half goals on there are there on average in a game of football, it is about 1.2 games have a first half goal. Sorry, about 1.2 goals per game in the first half. That's the standard. If we took football as a whole, games average about 1.2 first half goals. We obviously want to try and beat that. And we've got a model that can help us do that. We've got a model on FTS, which we've built into the FTS Advanced Sheets, which is a six-game Poisson model. We've got a six-game half-time Poisson model and a season one. I tend to like the six-game one because we're catching short-term trends, because we're catching teams that are in a spell of starting fast, running up numbers. So if we take that figure of average first half goals in football is 1.2, if we took the FTS advanced sheet, data advanced sheet, and we said, right, I'm only going to look at games that have got over 2.0 predicted goals, XG, for our model in the six game column. So on FTS Data Advanced, that's our six game half time XG number. If we only look at games there where we've got two goals or more in that box, so when the sheet comes out in the morning, we've got the full list of matches, everyone is assigned an XG. Unless we haven't got enough games to calculate one, everyone's assigned a six game half time XG. And we want that number to be above two. If we take that figure and just took that figure alone, goals in those games, it jumps up 12% to 1.34 goals per game. So instantly now those games are generating more first half goals. So they're a good point for you. I also, as I've often said, like to use market indicators. So I want the market to tell me there's going to be goals. So if we take our six game XG above two, and then only look at games where over 2.5 is odds on. So that's between 101 and 1.99 on Betfair for backing over 2.5 goals 5 minutes pre-kickoff. It jumps up then to 1.43, nearly 1.44 goals per game, 1.439 goals, first half goals per game, where we've got our FTS model, six game XG at half time greater than two, and odds on over 2.5. Those two filters alone, just applying those two criteria, win blind in backing over 2.5 goals, backing over 1.5 goals, backing over 0.5 first half goals, and backing over 1.5 first half goals. So without doing anything, if we just bet every single one of those games in all four of those markets, we would make money. But as I say, what I want to do, I don't want the variance and the ups and downs of doing that. I want to trade them. and you're going to get plenty of games where you get the one goal and you scratch and you get your money back. And you know, for a lot of you starting out, it's good at times just to take a scratch as a win. You know, get used to it. Right, I didn't do anything, but I executed my process. I got a scratch there. And then obviously you'll get the real paydays at those ones where we have two late first half goals, sort of 30 minutes onwards, because we're in both markets then. So basic strategy, we're back in first half, 1.5 goals. We're going to do it through the first 10 minutes, looking to trade it. If we get the early goal, we remove our liability, and then we just got the rest of the half to get our second goal and pocket that profit. And if we don't get the second goal, we haven't lost anything. If we get to 25-ish minutes, over 0.5 first half goals now will be around 2.0. We want to back it just over that so that we cover commission. We have the same stake on that as we had on our 1.5. We don't have any more or different. We just have the same stake. If we get one goal then, again, we're going to break even. We're going to win one bet, lose one bet. If we get two goals, we win the lot. For choosing games, six game FDS data advanced, six game XG, greater than two. So you can just get the sheet in the morning, whack it to that. Odds on over 2.5. So again, you could filter that on the sheet in the morning. Maybe just leave you a few games. You may have to just check prices if they're borderline pre-kickoff. And execute that strategy. If you want to advance that strategy, then you can wait longer, go in at bigger prices on both bets. You'll have a bigger price on your first half 1.5. I'd suggest starting around about 5.0, which you're going to be looking around 10-15 minutes into the game, and then your cover bet going a bit later as well, because you've built yourself that trading window by backing the first half 1.5 at bigger prices. If a goal goes in, it'll reset. You'll still be able to green that up. But you could move then. And if you do go in at the bigger prices, that's one where you can green it up. So when the goal, if you've had 5, 8, 10 match, goal goes in and it resets back at 2, you can green it up on the one goal and take a nice profit. So hopefully that's a method. These will sort of trades that we will put in the FTS newsletter from time to time. Hopefully that's one that you like. Genuinely, it's become one of my favourite trades. I absolutely love it. And that is how I trade first half 1.5 goals.